Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and his Son, Jesus Christ. The Lord be with you, and good morning to you all. Finally, things are beginning to open up. Finally, our churches have been opened to the public. And finally, we are told that all of us might gather again, even those who are shielding. Have been told that they can come out in August, and that's lovely to look forward to. And finally, indeed, my grandson and I were able to look together into a pond that his grandfather has newly dug. Because it is a new pond, there was not a host of activity in it. A lot of little flies, a water beetle, and a stone fish we'd found in a flower bed. But he was full of delight, and because of his wonder, I was thrilled also. Children have a capacity for awe that later years can fail us, until perhaps once we're older and less busy, or a child happens to come our way. I think we have all been given back something of our childhood wonder in creation over recent months. So let us start our praise with, O Lord my God.
Consider all the words I might have made. The Benedictus, the Song of Zechariah. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Saviour, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, God promised of old to save us from our enemies, from the hands of all that hate us, to show mercy to our ancestors, and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath God swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. And you, child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of all their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen.
That was the Benedictus, the song sung by John the Baptist's father, Zechariah, when John was born. We missed our patronal festival at Smalley this week, and so I'm going to let the story of John's birth guide today's service, the birth of a child. We know that like Sarah and Abraham, John's parents, Zechariah and Elizabeth, were not spring chickens. And I wonder sometimes if it was easy for them managing that little boy. Those of you who have been homeschooling, whatever your ages, will have some sympathy. And as he grew, I don't suppose he was an easy ride, passionate and full of righteous spirit, not one to pull his punches, I think. Probably a very challenging young person to have about the place. The bold challenges of youth are never easy to take. They're very good for us. My ego took some much needed knocking as my three reached their teens. Recently, some of us have felt angry when we have looked at young people demonstrating, breaking the then distancing rules. But thinking of John the Baptist gave me pause. I thought, has there ever been a generation of young people and children with so much to forgive their elders for as those of today? Brexit, though very possibly bringing new opportunities, not taking a position here, has thrown a shadow of uncertainty over the future. We have very efficiently messed up the environment, almost bringing it to a tipping point, an environment in which they are to live out their lives. We have failed to deal properly with our own implicit biases, so that tensions still remain, as well as injustices. We have insisted that their education halt, that their socialising should stop, and that the economy that they are to find a way in should be allowed to crash, and the country assume a huge debt that they will have to pay off in order to protect us from a virus that might well have had no effect on them at all. And did you know there has been a rise in infant mortality over the last 4 years in Britain, linked by a paper in the British Medical Journal to poverty and deprivation? When we hear the word austerity, most of us think of reduced bin collections. We might think a little sadly about food banks, but we don't think about babies dying. A lot to forgive. I don't want to lead us in a confession today, but rather allow all of us in the silence to bring before God the things for which we are ashamed. May the God of love and power forgive us and free us from our sins. Heal and strengthen us by his Spirit and raise us to new life in Christ. Amen. When we ask God to free us from our sins and heal, we are asking that he should take a hold of the consequences of our sins, take hold of the damage done and redeem it, untangle it, bring light and new life into our mess. This has to be a part of our prayer for forgiveness. It has to be, and it can be, because that is exactly what Christians believe. When we say we believe in the resurrection, we are saying that we do believe in hope and in new life, despite the mess we create. We believe in redemption. And that is the glory of the God that we meet in our faith, the glory of God. Let us sing together of that glory.
On the eighth day, they came to circumcise the child, and they were going to name him after his father, Zechariah. But his mother spoke up and said, "No, he is to be called John." They said to her, "There is no one among your relatives who has that name." Then they made signs to his father, who could not speak, to find out what he'd like to name the child. He asked for a writing tablet, and to everyone's astonishment, he wrote, "His name is John." Immediately, his mouth was opened and his tongue set free, and he began to speak, praising God. All the neighbours were filled with awe, and throughout the hill country of Judea, people were talking about all these things. Everyone who heard this wondered about it, asking, "What then is this child going to be?" For the Lord's hand was with him. Praise be to God.
You know, I was quite cross. I wanted today to find hymns that thank God for youth and the energy and the new direction and ideas it can bring. I wanted us to praise God for what children can teach us and the joy that they give us. When I googled hymns about children, I found nothing. Plenty of hymns for children to sing, but none for us adults to sing about them, excepting, of course, at Christmas. We're all about children at Christmas. When I hear Jean reading about the birth of John the Baptist, with all the people gathered around to share Elizabeth's joy and all the wondering about what this child will become, it feels familiar. We've all been part of that scene, cooing over the new arrival. Why is it that that fundamental joy within human life is not recognised in our hymns, in the liturgy of our worship? I wonder if it is actually the extreme preciousness of children, the way they gather all our heartstrings at once, that means we can't breathe enough to sing of them. There's such a mixture of joy and anxieties as we look at their vulnerable bodies and wonder what challenges lie ahead. And also, with the best will in the world, they do carry our dreams, our futures. And all of that, of course, is shadowed by the awful dread that we may fail them in some way, tangle or warp their little minds. It isn't just our own children. We are not so selfish. I think all of us find it very hard to watch items about children suffering around the world, child soldiers, street children, children that die because of poverty, abuse or neglect. It pierces in a way other things don't touch. I will quite often catch myself thinking, I will pray and perhaps give something, but I simply can't bear to watch. God watches. And knowing that has given me over time some idea of how or why we can talk about the wrath of God. And when it comes to children and young people that we do know and love, our prayers are tangled also. We want to trust their souls to God, but we feel afraid of what that might entail. The veil of soul making is not straightforward, we know by now. I truly hope that Elizabeth was in heaven by the time John suffered his terrible death, able to greet him as he stepped into glory. His cousin's road was not straightforward either, and Mary, a younger mother, saw it. No, the journey of life that lies ahead of all young people will not be easy. But those of us who are perhaps beyond the midway point have a particular call to see to what aid we can bring to the new starters and their families. To put it another way, if, like John, we are called to prepare the way for the coming of our Lord, in practice that must mean preparing the world for those who are to come, those whose journey is just beginning, until that time, of course, when all journeys will end in the coming of the Holy City and every tear wiped away, sorrows no more. In my search for something to sing, I found something written by Kurt Bester called The Prayer of the Children. Some of you may know it. He dedicated it to the young people lost in the Sandy Hook school shootings. But I think it could be prayers of children everywhere.
Can you hear The prayer of the children on bended knee, in the shadow of an unknown room. Empty eyes with no more tears to cry, turning heavenward toward the light. Cry, Jesus, help me to see the morning light of one more day. But if I should die before I wake, I pray my soul to take. Can you feel the hearts of the children aching for home, for something of their very own? Reaching hands with nothing to hold on to, but hope for a better day, a better crying, Jesus, help me to feel the love again in my own land. But if unknown roads lead away from home, give me loving arms away from home.
As we remember that silence from the beginning of lockdown, let us bring it into our hearts again. Lord, enfold us with your stillness and quiet, so that we can feel your spirit like arms around us as we pray. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. As we wake each day to sunshine and birdsong, let us remember all who are isolated and housebound, anxious and worried. May we be there to help and cheer them. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Let us remember in our prayers children who are trying to learn at home, and particularly those who are confined indoors and have no garden. As we emerge from this crisis, give them space to run free and happily into the world again. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us. Let us pray for peoples and countries all over the world, for all refugees and those who have been alienated from their homes and country of birth, for all children who are caught up in war and strife. Help them to be happy. And let us pray that the diversity of peoples in our country are filled with the love of God. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Let us remember in our prayers all those who serve with love and compassion every day without question. May they know God's peace and comfort in their hearts. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. We remember all those families who have lost someone. You can't imagine how devastated they must feel. Let the peace and love of God surround them and help them at this time. And give us all the strength to be there for anyone who needs us. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. As we all emerge tentatively back into the world, bless our children, families, and all young people, and give them hope for the future. Let the caring and helpfulness between people continue and be our positive in the months ahead. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Dear God, help us to learn from this crisis, and as we search for a way forward, let us keep your love in our hearts, now and always. Amen. We gather all our prayers together in the prayer Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
I am glad that John was given a new name. Starting out, he was not encumbered by the burdens and expectations of those who had gone before. He was allowed to be the person God created and called him to be. And he was part of something new. Behold, I am doing a new thing. My goodness, the world needs a new thing, doesn't it? A new way of being. Greta Thunberg says we have no right to look to young people for hope. We should jolly well look to ourselves. But if, with God's help, we do our best, and if we try our hardest not to let our burdens fall on their young shoulders, then perhaps the dawn from on high will break upon our children and young people, and their feet be guided to paths of peace. Shall we receive God's blessing? May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, fill your hearts with the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and upon those for whom you pray, now and always. Amen. We are going to finish with a hymn that I do, in fact, associate with children and young adulthood, strangely, because actually it's a hymn I want when I die at my funeral, or perhaps around my natural grave. But then, of course, I hope and tremble then to be with our Father God, who sees all of us as his children.
Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right.